Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And delighted to have Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back. Owen, we missed you last week, but we were in Jamaica, so we couldn't...
Good to hear. No, I missed you too, Carol.
Well, good. Well, here we go for this week now. We have two movies and we have a new series that I'm raising my eyebrows about, but we'll get to that in a bit. Well, we'll start with this. This is new to Netflix and it's all about two kids who want to start a heavy metal band in high school. Of course, there always has to be some sort of issue surrounding that. This is Metal Lords.
Do you like heavy metal at all?
How do they do it? There's three chords and they still can't get it right.
I guess we'll be seeing you at the Battle of Bands then.
This is huge for us. This is our moment.
No doubt.
Yeah, so I think this one will be for people who love the likes of School of Rock with Jack Black. That's one of my favorite movies ever. And also the Irish film with John Carney, Sing Street. I think this has kind of got the same kind of vibes to it. And it's kind of, you know, a coming of age teen comedy that's witty and feel good. And a really good watch this weekend if you're looking for something to kind of watch with the whole family, I guess. There's two teenage misfits, Hunter and Kevin. They want a path to glory, basically. They want to win Battle of the Band and be worshipped like gods, like every teen wants to be. But the only snag is that they're looking for a bassist, and there's a new girl in school, and she might fit the bill. Now, she's a little bit unhinged, apparently, but it makes for very, very comedic moments throughout the movie. So it stars leading trio. There's like Knives Out star Jaden Martell is in there. He also starred in It before. The other two teens are Agent Greensmith and Isis Hainsworth. Fantastic actors, all three of them. They really lead the movie really well. And it's also produced by Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss, and he's a massive metal fan. So he also got Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello in as executive producer on the film. So there's some quality songs in there. If you're up for a little bit of metal and headbanging, it's a really, really cute, just a feel good movie. And if you love a bit of metal, then stick it on. You won't be disappointed.
All right. Okay. Well, that sounds like something to get our teeth into this weekend then. So Metal Lords, new to Netflix. Now we're staying with the movies. This, I have to say, sounds like it could be right up my street because I love a good thriller. And this is new to Prime Video, All the Old Knives.
They've opened the books on flight 127.
The hijackers had help from inside our station here in Vienna.
We need to find out if we had a mole.
Vic has me looking into flight 127.
So this is an interview. I thought you were here to see if we still had that old spark.
To old friends.
Oh, you can do better than that.
To old lovers.
Yeah, All the Old Knives. It's a new movie based on a book by Olin Steinhauer. Chris Pine is in it, Tandy Wayne Newton, Lawrence Fishburne and Jonathan Pryce. So it's got a quality cast. And it's kind of just an adult thriller with romance. There's wretchedness, lots of passion between the leading actors, Chris Pine and Tandy Wayne Newton. They used to be lovers back in the day and they meet up again. And let's say it's lots of history between them. Basically, the story goes that CIA discovers one of their agents has leaked information and it's up for Chris Pine to basically figure out who has leaked that information. And yeah, lots of star-crossed lovers and shattering events and terrorist hijacking, and it's very, very gripping movie, I have to say.
Yeah, sounds it, because as I said at the start, I like a good thriller and I like the premise, I like the sound of this anyway, so we'll certainly put a tick beside that one then. So new film to Prime Video, that's All the Old Knives. Now the last one.
I'm very sorry, Carol. I had to include it.
This says it's a social experiment. This is new to Netflix, by the way. It's a new reality series. A social experiment that pushes love and romance to the next level. I have a feeling that this level, Owen, could well be below the basement. I mean, the trailer says it all. The ultimatum, marry or move on.
I love you to death, but I just cannot wait any longer. That is why I'm giving this ultimatum.
You're here because someone in your relationship has issued an ultimatum.
You're not sure you want to marry your current partner. The risk is that they're going to find someone else who is.
I think it's natural to wonder what it would be like to be in a different relationship.
You'll each choose a new partner.
You'll move in together in a trial marriage. And at the end of this experience,
you guys will have to choose to marry the person you've arrived here with, or to split forever.
So if you are a fan of Love is Blind, another Netflix series that has lots of seasons down the pipeline, you will absolutely love this one. Now, I have to say, I'm not a massive fan of this kind of genre myself. The Love is Blind, it's regularly in the Netflix top 10s around the world, and I know this is a lot of people who watch this. The first 8 episodes are available now on Netflix, and the final 2 will be aired on the April 13th, hosted by Nick Lachey and his wife Vanessa. So yeah, basically for 3 weeks, individuals will share inter-trial marriages. So these couples have been going out for at least 1.5 years, and one of them is on the verge of marriage and one of them is not so sure. So for 3 weeks, they swap partners with someone else for 3 weeks, living together and everything.
Great idea when you're not sure about getting married.
Yeah, exactly. And then 3 weeks later, you end up living back with your partner again. And then in the end, they must choose whether they want to stay in their relationship and get engaged or leave their partner and leave the house single.
You know what? I mean, I have to say, Owen, if you have to go down this route, if you're unsure about getting married to someone and this is what you choose to do in order to help yourself come to a decision, you really shouldn't be getting married in the first place anyway.
You might as well go on a TV show. What else are you doing?
Oh, God.
But yeah, there actually is a second season in the pipeline.
Is there?
But I know, I just know for a fact that this is going to be a worldwide smash hit and people are going to be talking about it everywhere.
Well, I don't doubt that it'll be very popular. I just don't think it's my cup of tea. But you know what they say, don't knock it till you try it. So we might just give it a watch. Anyway, it's on the list for this weekend. So just to recap, 2 movies and that series, the movie new to Netflix, Metal Lords, All the Old Knives on Prime Video, and that, The Ultimatum, Marry or Move on Netflix. Owen, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for that. And we will look forward to chatting with you again next week. So in the meantime, happy viewing.
Thanks so much, Carol.